We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hollywood news and gossip.
Without the Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's tabloid trash on Alice 105.9.
Oh boy. I got lots going on here today. I'm having a little problem getting back into the groove since we're back.
Really?
Yeah.
I feel like everything's going smooth. A lot of compliments on Texanado. Welcome back, guys. Good to hear you live again. Thank you so much.
I believe in jet lag.
Yeah.
I believe in
I do, too.
Because I woke up at 2 this morning.
Yeah.
Just wide awake.
Yeah. Especially when you've gone as far as you.
It's crazy.
I don't know if I get the whole New York to L.A. jet lag thing.
Yeah.
I don't know if I buy that all that much.
Or from, well, here to Longmont.
Yeah, that's not really.
Yeah.
Not
real.
Yeah.
No.
But when you go over across the pond.
Yes.
I think it's a real thing.
Whoa.
It's no reason to be drinking this hour, though.
I just spilled my beer.
I know. Boy, oh boy, oh boy.
Sorry about that. Hey, speaking of foods and stuff, I wasn't, but I will. Mayo-flavored ice cream.
Say what?
They are making mayonnaise-flavored ice cream.
Oh, mayo.
Mm-hmm.
I thought you said mayo.
Threw me off. Listen, just walk away from that one.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
Well.
That was kind of crazy.
Well, all the way around it could go
mayo.
Wrong. Mayonnaise.
Ugh.
I know. What do you think about that?
It doesn't even sound appetizing at all.
Well, I don't feel like even mayonnaise has taste. To me, I don't like mayonnaise. It tastes like grease.
Yeah.
I hate mayonnaise.
I like it.
But
I don't know if I want it as an ice cream.
But what does it taste like to you? Just grease, doesn't it? It's just slime.
Mm.
It doesn't even have a taste.
Well, I didn't think of it that way until you mentioned it, but no, I like mayo. I like regular mayo. I don't like the... what's it called?
The sandwich spread?
Yeah, I don't like the Miracle Whips and stuff like that.
Don't use mayonnaise. It's just grease.
Real stuff.
When I was in science class, we made mayonnaise. Do you know what we did?
What?
We took a big vat. We poured a gallon of oil in it.
Yeah.
And put one egg and used a beater, and it was mayonnaise.
That's it?
Uh-huh.
Egg and grease?
Lard.
It's delicious.
No, it's not. It doesn't taste like anything.
It does to me.
What flavor?
I like
what flavor are you feeling in it? Nothing.
Mayo.
No.
Mayonnaise.
No, slime. Just slime. There's no taste. There's
goodness.
No tang. There's no bite. There's no, it's nothing. It tastes like nothing.
You're such a mayo hater. You know? You are.
Just say it.
I think it has like a tangy, sweet taste.
No, maybe yours is expired.
No, I don't think it's tangy.
I do. Interesting.
How can it be tangy? It's oil and an egg.
I don't know. Just for my palate, I like the taste of mayonnaise.
Watch. Next, she'll ruin mustard.
Now, I love mustard. That has taste.
That's
some taste.
Oh, so you're all about mustard, are you?
Everybody's saying that I did say male flavored ice
cream. Yeah, you said male.
I heard you say
really?
You said male. And I'm like, whoa, that's kind of weird. Yeah, I think you did.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
Mayonnaise flavored ice cream.
Mayonnaise. Not mayonnaise flavor.
Hey, somebody said that on C470 that people are out of their cars.
Yeah, I heard in the last traffic report. I'm a little confused, though. So, Texanado, this is where you come in handy. You got nothing else to do. You're standing in the road. You're not going to be at work for the next couple of hours. Where exactly is this accident? Because I'm looking at all the sources right now, and I can't really figure it out. Yeah, you can call us, 303-22-ALICE, 303-222-5423, because on the traffic report, they said... I thought he said E-470 in Colorado overpass or something. I don't even know where we're at here.
Have you ever done that when the traffic's been so bad you got out of your car and talked to other people?
No.
It's so fun.
One other time.
I know it sounds crazy.
Mine was a blizzard.
Oh, that's a good one.
I was coming back from Las Vegas, got caught in the mountains, and it was just a blizzard. And yeah, we were trapped.
I'm not recommending this, but on I-70, once we were coming back from Aspen, and it was the same thing. It was all blocked, and people were sitting on their hoods of the cars drinking beers on I-70.
Yeah, I don't know.
Probably the driver wasn't, but other people were.
Oh, I'd say the driver was, too.
They were passing out beers.
Yeah, there's no use trying to sugarcoat this. I'm sure they were.
Okay, fine.
I'm sure as soon as traffic cleared up, the drunk drivers.
Oh, my God. No, I don't know. Anyway, if somebody wants to, Anise, is it Anise?
Hello.
Hi.
BJ and Jamie here. What's up?
Good morning. So the accident on C-470 is right before you hit Quebec going eastbound. And I've been sitting in park since about 7:10 this morning.
Oh, God. Really?
Yes, it's
bad. So eastbound. Oh, I know exactly where you're at. So you're backed up all the way probably to university or?
Oh, probably. Yeah, there's nowhere to get off. You just have to park.
Back to Broadway.
So what happened? Ooh. I always want to know, like, what happened. See, that's the problem with traffic guys. They never say, like, here's what happened. There was a Chevy.
No.
And he drove his Levy or whatever. Yeah. They don't tell us detail. I want deets.
All it says on the sign is crash ahead, road blocked, major delay. Oh. And they put that up about 15 minutes after we'd sat here.
Okay, so you're just sitting there. Have you been outside the car? Have you met anyone?
No, but I did do my makeup.
Oh, you good. Did? All right, so you got something done.
Why don't you go meet somebody? Why don't you do this? All right, so you're sitting there, right?
Yes.
All right, go to the car next to you and tell them you're listening to BJ and Jamie.
Oh, God.
Okay, knock on the window.
Oh, God.
With your phone and say, hey, I'm listening to BJ and Jamie right now.
I don't get out of the car.
Well, no. I'm parked too close to those concrete barriers to get out. I'm, like, stuck in the car.
Oh.
No, you're no fun.
Well, if it makes you happy, people are mad at me that I won't let BJ and Sean love mayonnaise.
Yeah.
That's the crap I'm getting on TextNado right now.
Yeah. You like
mayo? Don't let him.
Do you like mayonnaise?
I do actually like a little bit of mayonnaise. Yeah. Just a little bit.
Yeah. It's just slime, really. It's just slime.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. I don't know what else to talk to you about.
Now, what do you do for a living?
I run a cardiology practice.
Oh, okay.
And you like mayo? Doesn't that give heart attacks?
I don't think they prefer mayo, no.
Clog your arteries.
Yeah, is that the Mayo Clinic?
Well, listen, I guess you're missing the action because people are texting us that they're saying that people are standing outside their cars and it's completely backed up. University was completely backed up also, and people are visiting.
Hey, are you married?
Yes.
Well, get out and meet some people. Oh, you're married?
I'll make some friends.
Oh. Okay. I'm just saying, like, people are saying that they're out and like you're the only one that's not mingling.
Yeah, I mean, what's your problem? Get out. Come on.
It's the C-470.
Right. Meet people. Come on, let's get out and meet some people.
It's a meat market out there.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
I doubt that.
Well, that's what they're saying.
Right. I think they're going to clear some room for dancing.
All right, well, thanks for your phone call. We appreciate it. Good luck today.
Love you guys.
Thank you.
Oh,
poor thing.
Bye.
God, that sucks.
Was her name Anid?
Anid.
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 Never heard that name before.
Yeah. All right, what were we doing? Oh, I know
Tabloid.
What we're doing. Yes. Tabloid yes, trash. Friend. Yes. Yes, girl. How do they do it? Yes. Yes, girl. No, queen. I say yes, queen.
Oh, yes, queen.
Yes, queen. Never mind. I try to be cool. It never happens. I'm not, that's so like last month. Yeah, queen.
Yeah.
Anyway, no winner in the Mega Millions.
I know. Almost $500 million now.
Holy Toledo. Yeah. There were no winners in Friday night's Mega Millions drawing.
I was a little terrified though for Friday. Because we were on vacation.
Yeah.
You were out of the country.
Right.
I hadn't seen Powerball Pete to get into the pool here in the office. I thought for sure, if those schmucks, if they win Mega Millions.
Yeah.
If they win the Mega Millions while you and I are on vacation, I'm going to be really upset.
Oh, because we weren't in on it?
Yeah. We weren't in. We couldn't give our $5 on Friday.
Oh, I thought we were.
No, the week before we were.
Wow.
Yeah. But I could see you and I getting blocked out of that sucker.
Doesn't that suck?
Yo.
Oh, my God.
I mean, think about that for a minute. They have an office pool here, and Jamie and I are in every single drawing. Well, the big, huge drawing was Friday night, and we were on vacation, so we weren't in the pool. What if they'd won?
So it's funny you say that. I watch that lottery Change My Life show sometimes, and there was a restaurant, and they all got in it except for one girl. She was out sick that day, and she was always in it, and she was out sick that day when they took the money, and she went like this on TV. No, I'm really happy for them. No, it's everything's for a reason, and I'm happy that they're happy.
Oh, you've got to cut her in.
Oh, my God.
Right?
No, they didn't.
You've got to cut her
they
in.
They didn't.
You're a bunch
they
of...
They should have.
Yeah.
I think no, with money, people minute, get Sean. Really greedy. Nobody cuts you in.
Sean, you're saying that because you know Jimmy and I get in, and often you don't.
Yeah, you never have the money.
Right. Yeah.
That's and you, exactly
you're
why.
Saying, yeah, you're saying we should share with you.
Right, just win by proximity.
No.
It's not the way it works, though.
Yeah.
Haven't you seen families with money? They get all greedy. There's no way a restaurant is going to cut her in.
Yeah.
They didn't. They obviously didn't.
If we win and you're not in the pool, Sean, within hours, you're going to hate us.
Hours?
We're gonna, oh, yeah.
Minutes.
Hate us.
And it was sad because they showed the parking lot, and it was Mercedes, 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 Mercedes cube.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
You know, I'd probably flip you a 50.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. Say, here, go get your lunch.
Well, that's real nice. I would give you guys an equal share.
Yeah.
By the way, they say it's three cars and a jackknife truck in an overturned flatbed trailer. Oh, that's going to be a mess.
Wow. Jamie, I saw the worst accident last Wednesday. Coming back, I was up north, coming back through I-70.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing. Tractor trailer had burned up, completely burned up. Four cars involved. I-70 completely shut down. It was awful. I don't know. That kind of stuff happens, man. It just in a blink of an eye,
wait,
boom.
What the hell is it?
The road's closed.
Thanks for sharing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's one of those things that you think about for a few days.
Anybody else have a show and tell about an accident they've seen?
Did you see one on vacation, Sean?
No.
Sean, what did you do on vacation? We never really got to that.
Well, we went up to the mountains on Monday, and then the rest of the week we just kind of stayed home, worked around the house, worked.
What did
in the
you
yards.
Do on Monday? Like what?
We went to Georgetown and rode the Georgetown Loop Railroad.
That
was very fun.
Yeah.
The weather was gorgeous, and then we did the Lebanon mine tour, which was very cool. We got to go down into the Lebanon mine, and it's a silver mine. Went way back into the mountain there. It was very cool.
Is that one of those things where you're like, well, we already bought the ticket? Because I'll tell you something. The Louvre.
Yeah.
My son saw the Mona Lisa.
Didn't seem impressed.
Didn't love the Mona Lisa.
Yeah.
He didn't get why all those sweaty people were around it because they don't have air because they're ruining the art and it's really sweaty. I mean, they have a little air, but not air.
Yeah.
And he's like, I don't get it. I don't get it.
Yeah, I could see that. A 12-year-old looking at just a painting of an old lady.
Well, or is it a man?
Or could be a man. We don't know.
We don't know.
We don't know. I think they keep that alive just to have some curiosity with the whole thing.
Yeah.
Because if you just said it is a woman, it might drop off in the attendance.
So they just keep that thing alive.
They keep that alive. Yeah, right. Because it's clearly a woman.
Anyway, Johnny Depp says, oh, man.
This has been a horrible report.
You know what? It really is.
Not been good.
It hasn't. You know what went wrong? It was the traffic. The traffic, and then we went to Andy, or what's her name? I need.
Yeah,
I need. Andy. No, I need.
I need. Yeah.
We went to her, and then you told us a really boring story about a traffic accident you saw on I-70.
It was horrible.
And then he went down in a damn mine, so I'm going to say it wasn't me. That's what I'm going to say. I'm going to say I had no part of this lame-ass report. So there you go. Tabloid Trash.
DJ and Jamie.
I thought the bitch was white.
On Alice 105.9.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.